Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. I'm excited about having my buddy Jordan Goodman back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Jordan is a former financial journalist. He used to work for Money Magazine. He's the author of so many books on your finances that I'm having trouble seeing over the stack here in front of me, and including the new book, which is now, I understand, number one in the business books on Amazon. And it just came out. We're basically launching it on the show. The book is called Fast Profits in Hard Times. Jordan is all over cyberspace, all over the media with his great ideas on your finances. And from time to time, he drops by and joins us and shares some of his wisdom with us. Jordan, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you again, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Thanks for being here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, although it's not been such a great year economically, I must say.
Well, but now wait a minute, Jordan. Your book here says, in up or down economy.
That's correct. That's correct. You can do well in either way, but you have to adapt to the times.
There are people who look forward to the down times, aren't
there? That's right. That's right, and the normal inclination would be for people to kind of climb under a rock or go hide somewhere when the economy turns down. But
The real savvy investors, Jordan, fear the times where the market is going neither way.
Right. Right. So right
they
now
need
we have
to,
some
they need
big
to go
down
up
momentum.
Or down.
We have some pretty big down momentum. I mean, the stock market took a big hit yesterday.
Yeah.
And you know, it's the credit crunch is really what's causing it. And that's affecting small business just as it's affecting homeowners. I think actually the big story of this year, Jim, is going to be the credit crisis in commercial property.
And
a lot of small businesses did the same thing that people did with their homes. Borrowed the hilt against the value of those commercial properties, hoping the business would grow, and sometimes it did, but in many cases it didn't, and now those loans are coming due.
Typically, Jordan, those loans were not set up as adjustable rate mortgages. They were set up a long-term 20-year amortization, unless you're thinking of some that I don't know about.
No, you're right about that. Sometimes they were adjustable, but in many cases they were, based on values that probably aren't there today, and based on very good business conditions, on very rosy scenarios.
The only problem with those properties, it seems to me, Jordan, is if they did it as an investment to flip it.
Right.
But if it was an investment, business property, then as long as they make the payment, they're going to be all right. I think what's where there are going to be some problems are people who are right in the middle of some projects.
Yes, and a lot of them have stopped.
And now, as you back to your point, the values have been restructured.
Right.
And now the money they got in this project that hasn't been closed out and put in a permanent loan has been reevaluated, and they may not be able to borrow enough money to clear themselves out.
But the bridge may collapse on the bridge loan.
Exactly.
Right?
But let's talk about
part of the whole environment, which is a credit crunch right now. So what I'm saying in Fast Profits and Hard Times, and by the way, I've set up a specific website for people to find out more about it, which is fastprofitsandhardtimes.com,
all right.
is to take advantage of the current situation and to profit from it. I'll just give you a few examples.
All right.
The U.S. dollar has fallen very sharply against most major foreign currencies, against all major foreign currencies. I think it's going to continue to fall for a whole bunch of reasons we could get into. Our interest rates are going to be falling. Our economy is getting weaker compared to other places. A whole bunch of reasons. Anyway, you can complain about it. You can go overseas and be absolutely shocked at how little your dollar will buy you. Or you can profit from it. So just give you two examples of ways you can do that. One is there are CDs denominated in foreign currencies that are FDIC insured, you know, just as good as any other CD. So you're going to get your yield of whatever, 4% or 5%. But if the U.S. dollar falls against the Canadian dollar, the British pound, the yen, the euro, whatever you have it in, you actually get a gain as well as your insured CD.
And would you recommend using that as a hedge or just going for it, keep falling?
What I mean is
let's say you got $100,000. You recommend putting 100 into that, or would you put 50 in the U.S. and 50 in that?
Well, I'd put more of. I think the U.S. dollar is going to fall out further, so I would put more of it into the foreign currency than the U.S. right now. And you can either pick the Canadian dollar, you can pick a multi-currency basket, you can pick the British pound, whatever it is. But I think all of them are going to appreciate against the U.S. dollar. So that's one conservative way to do it. A more aggressive way is you can actually trade foreign currency, what are called pairs. So you buy a pair where you're in effect selling the U.S. dollar and buying the Canadian dollar, the British pound, whatever it may be. And that you can make a lot of money very quickly. So if the dollar is falling apart, you can actually celebrate it to some extent and make money from that.
Well, that's going on. People are doing that not just in the dollars but in other areas. I mean,
absolutely.
The option guys, the commodities guys, this is a good time for them, isn't it?
Oh, terrific. And that's one of my other strategies, which is options, where you can be buying what are called puts, which gives you the right to sell the underlying stock or index at a particular price for a particular period of time. If you buy a put on an index or stock that goes down, you can make a lot of money. And frankly, Jim, what I've been doing lately, for the last few months, is buying puts on the index of financial stocks. And that has been making what used to be called obscene profits, I guess you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Because as the banks, the brokerage firms, the savings and loans...
So you did the Goldman Sachs thing, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. They did the same thing on a much larger scale than I did.
Right, that's what you were talking about. Exactly. They had Goldman is the only investment bank that I know of that actually prospered in 2007.
They went short the subprime industry.
Because they shorted the subprime, yeah.
That's right.
So that's what you're talking about.
That's an example of fast profits and hard times. Okay.
If we read your book, if we listen to your radio show, which is on the Internet, I'll get you to tell us about in a minute, and the other things, if we do that, will people be able to get an idea about what to, you know, what the next thing is to buy puts on?
Absolutely.
What would be, give us a flavor for that right now, though.
Six months ago, you would have said
puts on the financials. What about now?
I would still say there's more room on the financials to go down. The home builders, the retailers, real estate investment trusts, anything that's levered to the credit cycle is going to be going down.
What about alternative energies? I think this is going to happen.
Be on the call side on those. I would think those are going to go up.
You think I'm talking about ethanol. Alternative
ethanol's
energy.
Ethanol's fine. I think ethanol's going to keep going up.
I'm worried about that. I don't know if I agree with you on that. Stand by. Quick break. But folks, you know that you don't take financial advice from Blessing Game when it comes to the stock market. You know that, right? 20 after, we're going to be right back with Jordan Goodman. He is the financial expert when it comes to stocks and bonds and your money. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Say that I found a way to make you say.
Hi, Jim Blessingame. This is Gary Moore, author of Faithful Finances 101. I just wanted to say congratulations on 10 years of service on the radio to small business owners everywhere. It's hard to believe that a man of your humility and quiet demeanor could have that long a career in radio. We're very, very proud of you.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Mr. Quiet Demeanor here at your service, Jim Blessingame. Thanks for being part of our day. We got our good buddy Jordan Goodman on the show with us. He's the author of the brand spanking new book. We're launching it right now, Fast Profits in Hard Times, 10 Secret Strategies to Make You Rich in an Up or Down Economy. Jordan, that's at Amazon. Is it out there in the bookstores too by now?
It should be in the bookstores, and the easy way to get it also is my website again, fastprofitsinhardtimes.com. I've got loads of detail, video, all kinds of things on it, and they can get the book right there, too.
Good stuff. It's a beautiful book, and you're gonna benefit from this. Jordan, and by the way, folks, Jordan started writing this book for 2008 in 2006.
That's right.
So that'll give you a little bit of an idea about his vision and why I think you can listen to the things he says. You still got your internet radio show?
I do. It's on Voice America, which is a kind of a national internet radio network, and people can get. It's called the Money Answer Show on the Voice America Business Network. So Voice America/Business. It's on every Monday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, noon Western Time.
Plus archives.
And you can get it archived as well anytime. That's right. I cover all aspects of personal finance on there. That's right.
Check it out. You know, Jordan. Let's leave the investments for just a minute and talk about the economy. I want your thoughts on this.
Sure.
I believe, I've been saying this now for weeks, that the fundamentals are such in the marketplace that we can go either way with this economy.
Yeah.
And that whether we have a serious downturn, maybe not just a recession, but maybe something that's a little bit extended, maybe you know more than two quarters of a recession, or whether we don't, depends on our attitude. I think that if we believe that that's what's going to happen and we capitulate, that's what will happen. But well, if
consumer
we,
confidence is a very important part of it. Consumer
but not just consumer confidence. Business confidence.
I agree with you.
I think we can talk ourselves into or out of this downturn. What do you
think?
I agree.
And businesses can pull back as far as hiring and investing and growing and so on if they're very concerned about it. So I agree with you completely. I mean, look at a place like Japan, which basically was in a depression for,
15 years.
Because there was no business confidence there, So I agree with you. Psychology has a major impact on this.
Japan didn't fix anything. They had some serious structural problems in their banking industry. They didn't fix anything. They just kept letting things smolder over there.
The
thing about the United States is we write things down. We write them off. We get rid of the bad stuff. We throw the bad stuff out and we start over again.
Well, like the savings and loan crisis is a good example.
Exactly.
We dealt with it. It was a problem. It ended up being a $500 billion problem, but it was solved and they closed down all the bad SNLs, and we moved on.
And I know that this global credit crunch that you've talked about and I've been reporting on now for several weeks, I know that's a serious thing. But, Jordan, the small business bankers I talk to say this shouldn't affect small businesses' access to capital.
It shouldn't, but in many cases it is. I mean, you're seeing the lenders going under. Last year, there were 212 mortgage lenders that went under. They're not even there anymore.
But those are mortgage lenders. We're not talking about independent community banks in small towns.
They're in general in better shape. I agree with you.
Yeah, because the mortgages that they packaged or that they sold, they packaged and sent upstream to Citibank.
That's right. and those investors who bought those, in many cases, who were banks, have taken enormous losses.
Right, right.
And written off literally billions of dollars. So that's where the credit crunch is based on. And then I know it's on the residential side, but there's still lots of people who have adjustments upwards to come in their mortgages, and they're going to be hurting because they can't afford these higher payments.
How long do you think it's going to take for us to get to a point where we're heading in the other direction and we're sort of out of trouble?
Well, maybe in 2009, although frankly I'm concerned about the political landscape as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And if we raise taxes on a weak economy, that's not going to help.
Forget about it.
And so that's what the Democrats, all of them, are talking about doing. Is
every single one, every single Democrat
candidate.
Capital gains,
dividend, all go back up to where we were before 2003.
Yeah.
That is not going to help capital formation and business confidence if that happens in 2009.
Have you ever in your life seen a more dramatic example of the success and the validity of supply side economics. Thank you. I just wasn't getting it out there. Of supply side economics in your
Absolutely.
Life, have you ever in the last 5 years?
Every time we've done it, Jim, it's worked. It worked now in 2003.
Yep.
It worked in 1997.
And dynamic scoring works.
Yeah, it worked in the early 80s when Reagan cut rates. I mean, it's clear as a bell that lower tax rates produce more revenue to the government. Now, the problem here is that even though revenues have soared to the government, expenditures have soared even more.
With
the Iraq
war
and all kinds of other things,
Exactly.
So that's
Jordan,
why we have a deficit. It's not because the government isn't bringing in a lot of revenues. It's bringing in record revenues. But the expenditures have gone up even more, and that's why the deficit is so wide.
Where would you put your money today?
I like the energy sector. One of the chapters I have in Fast Profits and Hard Times is about a high-yield income trust that have yields of 10 to 15%, and they actually pay their dividends monthly. Companies like Enerplus Resources, Penn West Energy, Penn Growth Energy, Prime West, a lot of these things have very, very high dividend yield. As oil prices go up, you actually benefit. They raise the dividends, and the stock prices go up. That's one place that I'd take a look at right now.
Yeah, yeah. Jordan, let's get you back again real soon. And
sure.
We need to keep up with you this year as we go through 08 and keep you plugged into what we're doing here.
Glad to do it again. FastProfitsAndHardTimes.com.
FastProfitsInHardTimes.com. That's the new book and the website. Thanks, Jordan. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Appreciate it.
Quick break. Right back with Don Lambro right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.